Welcome to Tween Talk Voice Notes with Marina Joy. This is where I share short, encouraging thoughts for moms of tweens, reminders and practical insights to help you enjoy these years, even when they feel a little wild. I've been there, and I want you to know you're not alone. I don't believe that your homeschool schedule should be packed back to back. It's unsustainable. We're heading into September here shortly, and I think this is something important to talk about before we get into the thick of things. Now, I do believe it's important to be intentional, because if there's the equivalent of bare ground, poor habits creep in and start to push out the good ones. Here's where I started thinking about this recently. We recently moved, and I wasn't sure what was in the garden. So I let things just grow to see what was there. And it turns out some of what I thought were flowers were actually noxious weeds. Now, I love perennial flowers. I know most of the perennial flowers. These looked similar, but not quite, and I have this niggling feeling that they were actually weeds. But they looked kind of nice, and I was busy, and so I left them. And they were far harder to pull out than they would have if I had simply filled the spot with healthy perennials in the first place. Or if I had noticed them earlier, identified them, and pulled them out. But because I took this passive approach, honestly, there was a bunch of work to do inside the house, so the garden got a little less attention than I would have liked. Well, okay, a lot less attention than I would have liked. Maybe you can relate. But I found that the same was true when I was homeschooling my daughter, especially during those middle school years. If I wasn't focused and intentional about the habits and routines we wanted, less desirable habits would form. Routines would get slack. And just like those weeds, once they took root, it was really hard to pull them out. Changing habits that I'd let slide was harder. Tightening up routines that I'd gotten lax with took more effort. But just like pruning and planting in the garden, it's worth it when you prune and plant in your routines and schedules of the things that you want. When you deliberately plant the things you want in your homeschool routines, things for your child's character, it will show in every season. It does take effort, but you'll get to enjoy the results. Now, it's easier to keep things out, the weeds out, when you already know what belongs in the garden and what doesn't. Like, if I would have known that those weeds were weeds and not flowers, it would have been much easier to keep them out. I would have just pulled them out when they were small. The same goes for routines and rhythms at home. And for your tween's character, like, you'll notice little things, little attitudes, and you think, oh, I don't have time to deal with that. And then you let it slide and it becomes a bigger attitude. That's like the weed. Then it's harder to pull out. But when you've been deliberate about developing character, say kindness. Kindness is a rule that covers so many things. And so if you're deliberate about developing this characteristic and you model kindness and you talk about kindness and you set up routines in such a way that it encourages kindness, speaking kindly to each other, it's less rushed and so on, then your home becomes like that beautiful garden with the beautiful perennial flowers. Like, it's a pleasant place to be. Now, of course, attitude struggles are still going to come up. the tween years are difficult. Your tween is trying to figure out who they are. And some days they don't know. And then all of a sudden they think they have it figured out. And they might be confused and there's big emotions. And that leads to some attitude. So when your tween talks back, pull out the weed. So talk to them. Maybe not in that moment is not a teachable moment. But once that attitude has kind of dissipated for the moment, then it's a time for teaching. How do we speak kindly to each other? What would be the appropriate thing? It is time for them to learn how to push back appropriately, how to ask you questions, how to figure out how to push back in a way that is respectful. Because they're trying to figure out what they think, what they believe, who they are. And so they need to ask you questions and they need to push back. They need to ask why, but they need to do it respectfully. And so when you teach them how to speak respectfully, then things move forward. And it's not a one and done thing, unfortunately. So when that disrespectful attitude pops up again in their voice, you do the same thing. You pull the weed. You talk about, okay, this is how we have this conversation. Let's try it again. But when you know the things that are going to trigger those attitudes or trigger the spiral down to a more apathetic, lazy routine, you can step in early. You can redirect. You can help manage their big feelings before they grow into something harder to handle. Now we've got a few weeks left of summer. I know maybe you have started already. Maybe you're homeschooling year round. Maybe you just started. Maybe you're going to be starting in the next couple of weeks. Whatever the case, this is a great time to think about what you want your home to feel like this year. What attitude do you want to have in your household? What mood? What, I was going to say vibe. I don't mean like some weird woo-woo vibe thing. But when you come into your house, when you're interacting with your family in your house, how do you want it to feel? What rhythms and routines do you need to cultivate to create that atmosphere? Just like in the garden, what plants do I need to plant to keep the weeds out, for one? And secondly, to get the kind of garden that I would like. Now, which weeds do you already know to watch for so you can deal with them early? This just takes a little bit of reflection instead of reaction. So instead of reacting every time your tween pushes back, outside of that moment, take some time to reflect and go, huh, whenever they say this, it pushes my button and then I have this reaction and then things spiral. Now, why is the tween pushing back? Why do I have that reaction? So as an adult, we need to own our own feelings too. They're not making us feel those things, but we have our own baggage that we need to deal with. And sometimes when your tween pushes back, it triggers that. And so if you take some time to reflect and acknowledge, then it's like being able to pull out that weed before it gets too big. Then you can go, aha, okay, next time this happens, I'm just going to bite my tongue. I'm just going to bite my tongue and listen. We'll take a breath. We'll breathe through it. We'll move forward. And then we'll talk about how we can have an appropriate conversation. So think about those weeds that you already know, those triggers that you already know are there, and plan to deal with them because they will come up. And what primary plant do you want to be the focus in your garden this year? I love daisies. I am ready to plant so many daisies in my garden. They're perennial, which means they'll come up every year. They'll be beautiful. They're long-lasting. I love that simple, happy look. And when I was thinking about our homeschool vibe during those tween years, I was like, how can we have more kindness? How can we offer grace to each other? And I did not do this perfectly. We can't do it perfectly. The only thing we can do is set the intention and continue working toward that end. So I encourage you to take some time to reflect and figure out, what do you want your home to feel like starting this fall? What do you need to watch for? What do you need to pull? That's it for today's voice note. I'm Marina Joy, and I would love for you to join the Tween Talk newsletter if you haven't already, so you can get encouragement like this delivered straight to your inbox. And you'll find the sign up at tweentalk.co/newsletter. And until next time, remember, just like the garden, the effort you put in now will bear fruit in your home later.